On the north edge of Florence, Arizona, you'll find a small outcropping once known as Primrose Hill. Today, there is a small pyramid of stones on top of the butte, the resting place of the man who helped make this estate, a man who actually hoped there would be a much larger temple built here. His unique story is this edition of The American Countryside.
It's time to give back to your roots and make this your best growing season with Radiate. Radiate's patented formulation of plant growth regulators help develop longer, stronger, healthier roots to improve nutrient uptake. And now, when you give back to your roots, you give back to FFA. Nutrient Ag Solutions and Radiate are proud to support national FFA alumni and supporters chapter grant programs across the country. Ask your Nutrient Ag Solutions crop consultant about Radiate or go online to RadiateRoots.com for more details. Always read and follow label directions. Check registration in your state.
How do you make sure your farm is ready for tax season? What about the latest technology for 2019? Those are some of the topics we're tackling on Farming the Countryside.
If prices are strong on relatively new used equipment, is there a soft spot for people willing to take on something older?
For our Farm Journal family, I just wrote advice for 2019. My advice was to look at the soft spot.
I'm Andrew McCray, your host for Farming the Countryside, a podcast brought to you by Nutrient Ag Solutions, the world's largest provider of crop inputs and services.
Listen to Farming the Countryside on the AgriTalk app or wherever you get your favorite podcast.
Charles Poston believed that Arizona should be its own separate territory. As H. Christine Reed shares, a journey to the nation's capital made him the father of Arizona.
This was when Lincoln was president, threw big lavish parties for Congress, convincing them that, especially with the rumblings of the Civil War coming along, that Arizona territory might be very useful.
His trip to D.C. worked.
He gets them convinced to create Arizona territory and even took Arizona silver to make the inkwell that was used to sign the bill.
Poston served as the territory's first delegate to Congress. He later worked for the Department of Agriculture and traveled to the Far East to study irrigation methods.
And in the course of his travels, he became a follower of Zoroaster. We have this interesting little butte just on the north side of the river that he had climbed and found pottery shards there and thought this was a really special place. And he wanted to build a temple to the sun up there in honor of the Zoroaster religion.
His idea of an eternal flame burning on the butte just outside of Florence seemed odd to the residents here. By the time of his death in 1902, he was all but forgotten, buried in a pauper's grave in Phoenix. Arizona became a state in 1912, but it was not until 1925 that the man considered the father of Arizona received a more dignified burial.
The Daughters of the American Revolution and some other people got together and said, oh, he ought to be better honored than that. He was so significant. So they did locate his grave, brought him out here to Florence, and actually built a little pyramid on top of that butte, which we now call Poston's Butte, and put his remains in that pyramid. So in a sense, he got his little temple up there on top of the hill.
The small pyramid of stones on the butte marks the resting place of Charles Poston, father of Arizona. Traveling the Countryside in Florence, Arizona, I'm Andrew McCray.